8:39, we have an emergency traffic situation, and for an update, we go back to you, Andy.
Yeah, a lot of different problems out there right now. We'll start out with northbound I-15, backed up from essentially Draper to Sandy, and then from Murray to downtown. And then we have a southbound crash on I-15 just after 33rd South that is actually even worse between the 5th South on-ramp in Salt Lake all the way to 33rd South. You'll be in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And then 215's east side, you're backed up from construction from the Highland Drive exit all the way around the curve and up to 45th South. And then, Eric, we got a crash on the west side?
Yeah, you do, on the 215 South Belt as you go through Taylorsville. This is over on the right-hand side as you move past Redwood Road. It's causing some backups over to 4700 South. Well, not quite all that way, but you are going to have to slow down. I-15 northbound in Utah County, no problems this morning. Springville to the point. Heather?
Rain and construction is making for a stop-and-go drive right now between 650 North and Clearfield to Hillfield Road in Layton. Once you get past that, then you're just going to hit a wall of stopped traffic just after the US 89 split in Farmington, all the way down to Parish Lane, where we have a vehicle that is sideways in traffic blocking the HOV lane and the fast lane. So I take Legacy Parkway as your alternate. Once you get past there, then you're okay into downtown Salt Lake. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.